unusual title, that one, this Now Hear This. But what I'm going to say is a piece that was written by someone I don't know. I haven't got her name, but she will recognise herself. And if you're reading or listening to this, please excuse me using it without your permission. It's just too good to miss, and it speaks of someone who only sees difficulties until they see His Majesty. And here it is. I saw only fences. You open gates. I said, I can't. You said, I know. I drowned in my smallness. You overwhelm me with your bigness. When I couldn't imagine a future, you whispered and kissed and sang your song to me until I simply had to follow. Until I found myself standing before a door, knocking. And somewhere in the knocking, in the waiting, I began to dream of a life beyond the door. At some point in the knocking, while I waited, you stole my fears and placed hope in my pockets. I stopped crying about endings and began looking for the beginning, until the door vanished when I least expected and I tumbled into a space so vast, so wide, so blue, so you, where there are no ceilings, no walls, not even a floor to restrain me, a landscape without limits, endless plains of hope, rivers of renewal, Everests of imagination, summits still in clouds, begging to be climbed. I'm surrounded here by runners, climbers, dreamers, explorers who live in the question, what's out there? Adventurers without maps, who navigate with compasses set on true north. So I stand still, listening, resting, and you are smiling at my wonder, delighting at my discovery of who you really are and who I really am, until I gather myself and begin to run and run and run and climb and climb and climb. For you are the summit. You are the peak. Living with you in your secret place, the possibilities are limitless. I've found my heart's desire in you.